Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we welcome in the birthday girl, Chandra Llewellyn.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Aw, thanks.
How's the day been?
It's been good.
26, the big 2-6.
The big 2-6 over the, you know, the early hub. 20 mark.
You now officially tick the new box. I don't think I like being when I turn 26.
I think 26 was like the best year of my life.
You reckon?
Really?
Yeah, it was definitely really good.
I guess no, it can be good, Chandra.
I can see the perks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just all doom and gloom over that song.
Yeah. How have you spent your past birthdays over the years? Do you celebrate hard, big?
Mm. Well, the last 3 I was in lockdown for my birthday.
Oh, yep.
So it's been like I've lost my 20s pretty much.
Oh, jeez.
I wish I
God,
could.
People just looking for a little light relief on the way home from work.
What about when you're
depression.
Growing up?
How about that? How about we just offer that up?
When you're growing up.
No, when I was growing up, I was really spoiled when I was little.
Because
You're
quite...
You're quite wealthy. Well, we're going to say it because you told us once you didn't just have the little yacht, you had the big yacht.
I don't know why you guys always assume I was rich. I thought
you
we
told
were
us.
Just like...
You had a catamaran.
You assumed I was rich. I just thought that was normal, like the lifestyle, you know?
What, first class? Doesn't everyone fly first class? Isn't the whole plane like this?
Didn't we all get ponies?
I don't understand.
Mm. Was it like that, though?
It was really, like, I was really spoiled on my birthdays when I was little, yeah.
And because, when did you come here? Because you're from South Africa?
When I was 8, yeah.
Mm. So those first 0 to 8?
0 to 8 was really big, yeah.
Mama and Papa Bear, they
yeah,
loved you.
Like jumping castles, like the works in the backyard, so yeah.
Well, we know that this year it's obviously a bit bittersweet because, you know, you finally come out of the pandemic, but you're not in South Africa, so some of your family is over there. We know some is here.
Yeah.
So Josh and I wanted to do something special for you, and we have reached out to, I guess, those two loved ones that did make those first years incredible for you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've actually recorded a message if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
No worries.
Hi, my darling girl. It's your Mama Bear. 26 years of loving you. Enjoy your gift and don't worry. It's a legit diamond, not like the blood one Daddy bought you. Gosh, he's a naughty boy. Big kisses from your mummy.
Hello, my little buttercup. We are so proud of you. 26. Now, I know you wanted another Ferrari, but this year we got you an investment portfolio, okay? Make sure you send through your phone bill so I can pay it for you, okay, my little boo bear? Okay, Chonny Chon Chon. Love, Papa, Lou Allen.
Wow, Dad, that was so nice.
All the way back.
Just Dad?
And Mum. It was like really nice messages. Wow, so real.
Don't tear up. It's okay.
It was just so emotional. That's the nicest thing they've ever said.
No shock about the presents, though, was it?
Oh, yeah.
That
part was expected.
Portfolio.
Happy birthday,
Chandra. Oh, thanks, guys.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Should mention that anyone that calls the show in with a shot to win a voucher to APCO, a coffee and Jaffel, which, tell you what a combo they are. And those Jaffels.
The Jaffels are just elite.
Just a good deal, too.
They're packing the stuff.
Don't they?
Oh.
That Mexican one, the Mexican Jaffel, that's out now.
That's
jeez,
good. Ham and cheese is brilliant, honestly.
They'll fill you up.
They're delightful. But Josh, I want to speak about something that I notice on the weekend.
Yep.
It's to do with one of my brother's friends, so Carlos, he's the brother just under me. He had some friends come over because I went down to Melbourne. I was at Mum and Dad's, you know, when you just pop in, raid the fridge, classic.
That's right, the washing done.
Oh, always just see. And Mum's always got treats, like we're still going to school. It's brilliant.
It's good.
Can't live there full time because I would be a little tubby.
Same.
But I popped in and Carl was there and some of his friends were meeting there because they were going to a bar near Mum and Dad's. And as all the boys were piling in, I was chatting to them and everyone was there and it was probably... I'm going to say an hour after everyone was sort of there, that another guy, Jack, rocked up. I thought, Jack, where have you been? Like,
Jack,
you know, this is
party started.
That's it. And everyone was about to head off. And he goes, oh, I trained it here. So what do you mean? He's like, I live north side and none of the boys were coming from that way. They were coming from footy and I don't have a car. So I trained it here. Now, that was fine with me in terms of him training it there. Couldn't care less. But it was a line he said, I don't have a car, that flagged my interests.
Yeah.
I said, you don't have a car? Well, you still, you need one? Because I'm actually trying to sell an old one.
Yeah.
He said, no, I don't have my license. I'm 27 and I don't have my license. What? I don't know what it was about it.
27 is pretty late, isn't it? Well, I got it on my birthday.
As soon as 18.
Yeah. As soon as I was 18, literally skipped school early
to go get
my license.
And that's many kids did. I think I was 19 when I got mine. So a year later. But around then, most kids are getting it.
Yeah, that's right. It does take it. Like some people are quick, some people take a little bit.
But 27, and I said, do you have any interest of getting it? He goes, no, people will drive me.
That's fair enough then.
He's like, I can transport all people off of me lifts.
Not paying petrol. Genius.
Yeah, but don't you need
Never have to like worry about picking your car up. I guess if you live in somewhere like Melbourne, like transport's reasonable. I suppose I didn't really get a car until I was working away and like living out of state.
Which I get, but your license, what I mean? You know, the option, say you're going to go on a road trip. He can't. He's always the passenger.
Well, you can bring tunes.
Yes. I just thought 27 without a license.
So you like, if you haven't got your license, you're a deadbeat.
No. I reckon because your friends would get sick of you, you know? Oh, we've got to drive him again. We've got to always drive Jack. We've got to go pick up Jack.
Well, he did take the train.
Yeah, he can. Mm. But you know he's always going to scab a lift. A bloke like that is scabbing a lift, I'm telling you now.
Good.
I reckon 27 is way too old to not be having your license.
I reckon you get older easy.
Older? You reckon there's people out there that are older than 27 and don't have their license, just living the scabby life?
It's not scabby life. Why are you ripping into people that don't have their license? I know a guy because we're in primary school and his mum was on his L's, on her L's at the time. She was learning to drive. So whatever age that is, so it's probably about 30.
Because
at the time you think that everyone is super old.
It's only now you catch up. You're like,
now it's like,
geez,
okay, that was
I'm old.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, let's go on a bit of a hunt. Are you older than 27 and don't have your license because you choose not to?
Yeah. 52232955. Anyone that calls with a shot to win an Apco coffee and Jaffle, probably don't need it, do you?
You can walk
there. Yeah, it's Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Good afternoon. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. 11 now, tomorrow 16, mostly sunny, Herbie.
We want to know on 52232955, are you older than 27 and choose to not have your license? After I met one of my brother's friends on the weekend, he's 27. Doesn't have his license, doesn't want to get it. It's not because he's being sustainable. He just says people give him lifts and he can get transport. So I think it's a little bit scabby. I'm not going to lie. Jeez.
Anything different to you, it's going to be the wrong choice, isn't it?
We've got Donnie, though, from Belmont. You want to name and shame someone?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. My sister-in-law, she's had a license since she was 17.
Yeah.
She's now 32, but I think, I'm not sure, I took her for the first drive around the common and she was going a bit slow, you know, around the oval down there, so I pushed the legs down and steered the car a bit for her, and then after that she just got out of the car, but she always rode motorbikes and things, so I don't think she's scared of speed, but I think we better buy her a voucher and get her on the road again. Or a Volvo.
Have you gone with any other lessons with her since then?
No, she won't go. I've all my boys are now, my boy's 19. I've taken him.
Yeah.
My other young fella got his learners last year, so I said, rightio. First day on the road, I took him to Mildura, and I just grabbed our old Volvo and just made him drive that. And I said, I don't care if you run off the road because we're safe, as long as you don't hit any other car. And
that's good.
So he did a four-hour first day trip.
Right. That's on his single swim with you, isn't it?
Now, be honest with us, though, Donnie. Does she scab lifts now?
No, but the stupid thing is, she's got three children. Sometimes her husband gets sick. And what do? You have to you've got to transport your own kids or something. Like, it just seems to me to be a little bit silly. And her name's Laura, by the way.
Okay, Laura. I tell you what, must have been some driving lesson, Donnie. you really scared her.
No, I don't think so. I honestly just think it's some sort of stubbornness, and it's just carried on too long.
Saying she's stubborn because she's a woman, is that what you're saying?
Is there any way? Yes, maybe. But I can't say those sort of things. Apparently, is there any way we could like duct tape her to the steering wheel and just put her in the car with someone licensed beside her and make her drive again? Like, it's got to happen.
Jesus. I feel like there's a lot of lawsuits around you, don't you? I just don't know if we
can. I think you're a fun bloke.
You like it?
Yeah.
Being...
You want to say it, don't you? Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. This is a game where, geez, you just wish that we got up all the time, but we don't. That's what makes it exciting when we do win.
I know.
Who am I? We work together as a team.
Unite.
10 celebrities, 1 minute on the clock.
We become one.
Mm.
And then one of us always blames the other one for when we don't become one.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem fair because it takes two to become one.
That's right. Two to tango.
Yep.
That's a quote from a song, isn't it? To become one. Is that Spice Girls?
If I've just quoted Spice Girls without knowing, gosh, she's good.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. That's fun.
So today's celebs are going to all be based off of celebrities that have written songs about other celebrities. This is to do with Taylor Swift.
Oh, classic.
Her new album's got a song or about...
October. She's announced a new album. I think it's being released October 21. Same day as Kim Kardashian's birthday. Obviously, Tay Sway has had some beef in the past with... Yeah. Kim and Ye, and they reckon a few of the songs actually have got a few digs at her too.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. She has written a lot of songs about a lot of people. Kim K, Kanye, Calvin, Katy Perry, Tom Hiddleston, Harry Styles, Joe Jonas, Camila Cabello, John Mayer, Kanye West again, Taylor Lautner, Jake Gyllenhaal, Katy Perry, Carly Close.
I wish you met me because I've always wanted someone to write a song about me ever since I heard Hey There, Delilah.
Ah, oh, it's a great song, isn't it? Hey there,
Herbie. It's all I've. I know I've made it when someone's
day,
written a song
mate,
about
one
me.
Day, one day.
Okay,
here we go. It. Songs written about other celebrities. I'll give you the clues. There could be bands as well, by the way.
Bands, okay.
Just want to preempt that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
All righty. 1 minute on the clock.
Yep.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. You only ever know the lead singer of this band. Used to date lady that sells candles.
Oh, Gwyneth, Chris Martin.
Yes.
Coldplay.
Always at Christmas time you'll hear her.
Mariah Carey.
Yes. She's got a clothing brand now. One name.
Madonna.
No.
Cher.
No.
Beyonce.
Like more recent, works with similar.
Beyonce. Pass.
Okay.
Gosh.
He's my boy.
Justin Bieber.
Was country, then became...
Taylor Swift.
No, but the other one.
The other one?
Yeah. She's more pop now. Her dad's a big country singer.
Miley Cyrus?
Yes. I've mentioned him before, One Directioner.
Liam Payne? Harry Styles?
Yes. Him and his wife are pretty big on Instagram. She's pretty big. All of Me.
Oh, All About That Bass, Meek and Trainor.
All of Me.
Oh, John Legend.
Yes, Redhead.
Redhead singer. Wait, let me think of a redhead singer. Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Rihanna was the other one.
Rihanna! Oh, that hurts. Wow. If you said not Victoria's Secret, because obviously her show, the Fenty show, has now taken over that, we would have had it. We would have had it.
Well, you wouldn't have got redhead, so.
I was thinking female artists.
Yeah.
I was a bit stumped. Miley Cyrus, was she really country before?
Yeah, she was country.
She did like Hannah Montana pop. You get your limo out front. Oh,
okay. So are you the one that blames the other person? Like you said before?
No. Okay. I'm obviously taking part in this.
Yeah, exactly. It's Abby and Josh driving you home, Carrick 955. You're useless.
Fresh for the drive home, Abby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I was talking about the deadliest place to play golf, and this has to be up there.
Well, you said you have to sign a waiver.
You do. You actually have to sign a waiver because you could be eaten. I'm not joking. So footage has gone viral of a pack of hyenas.
Oh, no.
Taking down a giraffe.
Are you kidding
me? I'm not joking. And this is on a golf course. This is obviously in Africa. And so obviously that's part of the wildlife.
I mean, I understand. You don't want to disturb the nature and everything, the animals, but surely you could build a golf course somewhere else.
9-hole golf course. Obviously, there was lions that came later on as well.
Of course they did.
It was
a safari while you're playing golf.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty insane, isn't it? I mean, that would cause some serious trauma.
I understand
people like that happen.
Have an obsession with golf. You know, got to get out there, got to play the 18 holes. Honey, sorry, going to be out all day.
Yeah.
But is it worth your life?
I mean, like, you know, we've got the beware, you know, slippery roads. They've got lions as that you come up to the tee. I'm not even joking. That is the beware signs. It says lion, you know. By the way, it's a 332-metre par 4 as well. So, you know, that's what you've got to be wary of. Plenty of dangerous places in the world to do certain activities. For instance, the most dangerous place to dive is the Blue Hole in Egypt.
Because it's already risque diving.
Diving, certainly. Well, cave diving. So this is a sinkhole. It's 130 metres.
Wow.
One of the most dangerous diving spots. Large numbers of deaths have occurred, and obviously because people may be inexperienced or overconfident and they try and take it on. And some of those tunnels, you're not seeing anything for a long time, and you end up descending too deep.
I know this sounds silly, but I would rather test my luck on the golf course than dive.
Like with cave diving and stuff? It just freaks me out how skinny it is. People that just do the cave just climbing and they go through those tight spots. Yeah.
No.
And they're just trying to discover it. Because if you get caught, that's it.
Just give me a line. I'd rather attack it, you know?
World's most dangerous tennis court is in Dubai. 1,000 feet above the ocean. That's on the fourth highest hotel in the world. You've seen it. That's a real tennis
court. You could just fall off?
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't be risking your life for that. You'd be playing nice and close to the net.
You'd just be trying to rally.
Yeah.
You know?
There'd be some hero, though, showing off.
Just wants to, you know.
Wouldn't see him again,
save
you know?
The point, you know?
Ace for what?
Most dangerous ski run.
Okay, I understand skiing a bit more. Hectic
yeah,
it's
in Wyoming. So it's a 60-degree slope. So obviously that's quite steep, isn't it?
No,
starts off with a 4-metre jump as well, so you have to avoid the rocks after you do that, and then a 6-metre jump without the rocks at the bottom as well.
Of course. What they need to do is combine all these and make an Olympics for the most dangerous sports, because if you'd won gold in all these,
you'd mean something. Yeah.
You would, like, seriously.
Now, I did say that first golf course was the most dangerous. Maybe this one is.
Well,
I'm just asking you the question. You decide. So it's in South Korea. But then they realised they got too close to the North Korean border, so they've made the course shorter.
You'd want the line.
Really? Yeah, lost ball over the other side of the...
Hey, Kim. It's Kim, gone. Can I have that ball back? It's
gone. I think that's gone.
Just me, Kim.
It's gone. It's Herbie and Josh driving home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah. Fill in the blank. Blank.
Hello, Chandra Llewellyn.
Hey, how are you?
I just love that opener. Simple,
one of the
but
best.
Brilliant.
One of the very, very best.
Doesn't mean too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because it's this girl comes in.
That's it.
When that opener plays, that's what it is. That's what happens. Happy birthday, Chandra.
Thank you. Yes, so it is my birthday, so let me off if these questions are a bit too much.
No, you're wiser now, so you should be better.
Okay. Woke up wiser this morning, definitely.
Well, that's good. So you should be great at this.
Thank you. I think so too.
Back yourself in, we always say, even if you're wrong, just go for it.
That's the thing I've learned. You say something confidently, people start to doubt themselves.
This is true.
I have doubted myself. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he's gone, hang on. Got him. Got him on a zinger.
Yeah, say it confidently and you convince yourself as well.
It's like, what was it? Elastian.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Elastian was the word. Elsation. Yeah. Everyone at Trivia believed me. You're welcome.
Wow, impressive.
All righty, five headlines. You've removed a word. We're going to work out what it is. Let's go with it.
All right, sweet. Drinking at least 2 cups of blank a day protects your heart.
Josh.
Tea.
Yes, correct.
He spoke about it just before, Chandra.
I love tea.
What tea do you go?
I do black tea, so like your normal Lipton, like breakfast tea, and I just have it black.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I have green tea and lemon and ginger tea.
Well, like, that's fine.
I have all the teas.
Black tea, though, I find a bit odd.
I like it.
By itself, just terrible.
Put a dash of milk in.
I don't like milk.
Yeah, but I've seen you have other milks, almond.
Almond doesn't taste nice in
tea.
No,
with tea, no, it's a good point.
No, it's gross.
All righty.
Because it's not really milk.
All right, I know we've had this one before, but it's quite relevant now.
Okay.
so we're repurposing headlines. All
right. I'm just giving you a hint. Okay. So Blanks announced she's quitting after this US tournament.
Josh.
Herbie.
Serena Williams.
Gosh, yes. Herbie.
All right.
Wait, you're right there.
You're very competitive today.
A bit of a delay going on.
Shush.
Right. Are we ready for the next one?
Do we know if she got through the next round? Has she played yet?
She has, yeah.
Did
and
she get through?
She's beaten her opponent,
okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's good to know.
That would have been a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do the question.
Oh, 6-3, 6-3.
Yeah,
well done.
She's very good.
That's good.
NASA cancelled its launch of Blank mission after engine trouble.
Heavy.
Yes.
Moon.
Yes. Well done.
Moon mission.
Yes. So there was like engine.
Artemis 1, was it?
Yeah, it was engine trouble, so they weren't able to launch the rocket.
Did you know that
planned.
Artemis 1? Did you know the name of the.
Whoa. Yeah, some of us read the news.
No, people aren't going into the finer details of a spacecraft.
It's a pretty big deal.
Artemis 1. That
huge
is.
Deal.
It's a massive deal.
That was like a bonus question.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it?
It
was. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
So I guess this one, is this the bonus round?
No.
Like, no.
Two more questions?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
That's good.
Blank has won the best video at the MTV Awards.
Oh, golly goodness. Now you got to think of
pretty big name.
Pretty big name.
Yep.
What was a big song this year?
They've just recently announced
it's Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's releasing her album in October.
But I cannot tell you which video clip it was. Was it the one where the person with the red scarf? Do you reckon it was that one with Jake Gyllenhaal? Remember that?
I'm not entirely sure about that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Lucky we all
really
do our
read
research.
The headlines.
This one's just like a fun
headline
question
educated.
That
okay.
I've thrown in here.
Okay.
Oh, fun. Everyone, party hat on.
Whose birthday is it today?
That would have been a good one.
How old is the birthday girl turning?
The original name for the search engine Google was blank.
I feel like we both know this because we would
I've
have
read
spoken
this story
about it before.
I know you guys have spoken about it, so I thought I'd just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Test your memory.
What's it start with?
It starts with a B, and it's like a body part, isn't it? Like in the word.
B, bottom.
No.
Higher.
Oh.
Josh. Back.
Back what? You can't just say back.
I was going for the front or the back.
What do you mean, back?
Well, it's boobs. More than back. The original name of the Google search engine was not back.
Back search.
No. Herbie, do you want to have a crack at it?
Back five.
Back rub, but close.
Oh, back rub. Well, we've gone way too long. We've got to get out of here. Me and Josh driving you home. Happy birthday, Chandra.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie Derb, this is where we get your thoughts, daily topics, see where you sit.
Yep.
Nah for no. Nah, yeah, for yes.
Giddy up.
Alrighty. Extending parental leave when having a child.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. But I guess situational.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to see, you know, who it's affecting. Obviously, I think parents should be with their kids as long as they can.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, you know, if you've had a year off and then you're trying to hold your position at work, I think at some stage you're going to have to
come back. Yeah. I think teachers get 7 years, don't they, of holding your spot?
Mate, teachers are brilliant.
They've got it.
They, seriously, kids, if you're listening, become a teacher.
I reckon.
I was told by my auntie, she tried to enforce me, become a teacher, you'll love, become a teacher. And now I wish I did, you know?
There's calls for parental leave to be increased from 18 to 26 weeks and eventually to 52 weeks by 2030.
Wow.
So that would be from the government side of things.
Yes.
So
we do have it very lucky here in Australia.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Very, very lucky.
And then just want to balance out the fact that obviously men can now have parental leave too, which
yeah,
is
brilliant.
Good. Drinking milk.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Doesn't faze me. I like it. My brother smashes it. We'll just go to the fridge and pick up
drink
the carton and just scull it. Very odd.
Yeah. People get upset when you drink out of the carton.
Oh, Herbst Right household. Anything goes.
Anything goes. It's good.
Help
I like
yourself.
That's what I wanted when I was growing up, but no. So the synthetic milk could be hitting our shelves very soon in Australia. So think about it. Synthetic means it's going to be grown in a lab.
It's just crazy, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing.
I mean, it's a good thing, but then is it? I don't know enough.
Yeah, you'd want a few people to try it before you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be the same that it expiration dates, or could they prolong it because it's synthetic? Wow.
I mean,
look at me thinking on the go.
There you go. That's an amazing question.
Yeah.
Obviously more sustainable, but we'll see. I mean, yeah, there has to be a reason. It's not just going to replace everything, is there?
Yeah, you'd hope not.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people out.
Believing in ghosts.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. You know we do. I haven't really had my own encounter, and I'd love to, but I definitely believe in them. Definitely. Have you had an encounter?
No, I don't think so. I've had a couple of, sleep paralysis dreams that felt very real.
Yeah.
But no, unfortunately.
It'd be
I try.
So cool. I know, because you hear stories. My brother has one. I want a story. I want to tell people.
Yeah, you want something that, you know.
Yeah.
So a Hollywood psychic who talks to ghosts says that good news, if you've been wondering about this and you've been worried about this, that they don't spy on us when we're in the loo.
Oh. Giving us our private time.
Yeah, that's right. He claims that, you know, he's obviously a big guy. He claims that, you know, if you are going to the toilet, just sort of like if you're having cameras in your own house.
Yeah.
You know, we can look at them, but we don't.
I feel like the toilet isn't the worst place I'd want, you know?
No, maybe we don't have to dive into that. It's Herbie and Josh, K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
I'm getting very excited for the Australian airline startup Bonza.
Yes, absolutely. They'll be flying to the sunny coast from here.
Correcto, from Avalon Airport. But they're also supposed to be more reasonably priced, which is brilliant. You love that. They've come out and said that they're going to be able to get uni students back to their parents, you know, in peak times. And you think, brilliant, because that's when it gets quite costly.
As long as people don't complain about the service.
Yeah. Because you're paying that price.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just know what you're paying for. But they have just released their name for one of their Boeing 737 MAX. They put out a competition, asked for some suggestions. They had some names like Sunny, short for the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, all right, I like it.
Purple Ripper, Sunny Boy, which I didn't mind that one.
That's good.
Very iconic.
I like that one.
Digger was also an option.
Digger.
I guess that's going just to a nod to the strength of the, you know, the Australian
digger. Gotcha.
Which I like that. But what they've gone with, ladies and gentlemen, it's brilliant. It really is. It couldn't be more Australian. So they've named their Boeing 737 MAX Shazza.
Ah.
Classic Shazza.
Just a bit of good old Australian gold humour.
Shazza's just up in
the air. Yeah, yeah. Is that just the one plane?
Just the one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
it's
and it
on
will
the fleet.
Fleet of Shazzas.
Yeah.
It will have it written on the plane.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I think is just genius. I love that. And that's where you look at a naming competition, and it's done well for them.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
There's some other competitions that haven't gone too well. So I don't know why, and you know this is already going to be a flop, but a Canadian couple, they got exactly what they bargained for in 2014 when they asked the people to name their child.
What did they say?
So what ended up getting named was, it doesn't make any sense, C-T-H-U-L-H-U or Spark. And basically, it's an apparent tribute to a mythical creature, an ancient Cybertronian that is capable of doing stuff.
That's an interesting
bit
one.
Silly, but also noted before Elon Musk with his baby's name.
Numbers in there.
Yeah. Bit of inspiration. The International Space Station.
Yeah.
This is kind of fun. So talk show host Stephen Colbert, you'd know if he wears glasses. Anyway,
yeah,
American.
Yeah, he's Colbert. Yeah.
So he sort of hijacked, I guess, a poll back when they were trying to name one of the modules of the International Space Station.
Okay.
He got all his viewers to jump on board and they won the competition to be called Colbert. Now, NASA, they said, look, we can't be doing that. So they gave it a real name. But they did name a treadmill in the space station in honour.
After him. So, but, I mean, if you're going to have a competition, you have to accept it.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. Mm. I agree. This one, it'd be hard if you were in the council going with it. So this was for Fort Wayne, Indiana, a government building.
Mm.
And they wanted it to be chosen by the people.
Have a vote, yep.
So the people looked into the history of Fort Wayne and found that a mayor back in the 1930s and 50s was actually named Harry Balls, B-A-A-L-S.
Right.
So it got all the votes and then they had to come out and say, we can't name it after that because, yes, we recognise that we know our history, but the rest of the world doesn't know the history.
I don't know how good Harry Balls was.
What? Don't you think that's genius?
No, it's brilliant.
But at least they
At least it says something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a bit of character. But at least they didn't go with the one from the mayor before Harry Balls. Unfortunate time in Fort Wayne. Crystal. Methven.
Oh, no. That's gold. It's Herbie and Josh and Kara.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
This is pretty incredible. I don't know how you feel about this, because I certainly don't drink a lot of it, but tea.
Not a lot, because some people love it religiously. Oh, I'll have a tea. But I don't mind a peppermint. Sometimes an Earl Grey, maybe. Not really, though.
Not often.
No.
But good news if you do love tea, because it's believed that people that have two cups of tea a day are going to live longer.
Why?
13% chance or lower odds of having an early grave.
Is that because of herbal reasons? What kind of tea do I need to be drinking?
Yeah, rich in antioxidants.
Classic.
Linked to improvement in heart, gut and brain health.
I get that.
Science checks out, does it?
Yeah, my research, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll approve.
How's this though? So brewing tea, because it used to be originally it was just a leaf and people would chew it.
Oh.
So it's sort of like the coca leaf over in South America.
Yeah.
Right, so they used to just chew it for the flavour or whatever.
And what's it, tobacco? They used to chew
that?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. And then what happened one day was the leaves floated into this boiled water, right, that they were they were serving the emperor, and they didn't notice, and then that's what they reckon started the whole thing because he enjoyed the beverage.
Infused tea.
Infused tea in the water.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Gosh. Lucky it was a windy day.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise we would never know.
Chewing away.
It's the same thing about how, because I think we've spoken about this before, how they come up with the tea bag, because they had to find a way of how they were going to transport it overseas.
Yes.
So what they did was they put it in these little pyramid bags, and then all of a sudden everyone goes, you know what, we actually like this better, and that's how the tea bag was formed.
If you know,
just
you
nuts.
Know.
Things were happening back in the day, you know?
If you know, you know.
Yes, they were.
Nothing fun these days.
All accidental things. Yeah, let's run with it. All teas, like whether it be a black, a green, a white, all come from the same plant.
Really?
If you know, you know.
But the difference lies is that when they're treated after the harvest.
Okay. What they add to it. Wow, that's interesting.
What they do to it. Yeah. The most expensive tea in the world is about $3,000 a pound, so that's like half a kilo.
If you know, you know.
Ridiculous.
That's a lot, isn't it?
If just tea's giving people, two extra years, you'd hope that one's giving you a fair few more.
No, it's a lower chance. If you're having two cups a day, you've got a lower chance of dying early.
Miss that first bit.
Oh, silly gilly.
Haven't been drinking my tea.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.